already mentioned earlier that the Chinese and the Turks and the Persians and the Japanese, among others, find it good enough to use one word for he, she, and it. These are languages without gender gaps. Don't let all of this discourage you. It may seem strange or a nuisance at first, but you'll get used to it pretty fast. The good news is that there are even rules in most of these languages which let you guess a good percentage of the time what gender a word happens to be, depending on the letters that it ends in. In all, this is one gender gap that can't be overcome by legislation. The only way to overcome this one is by memorization. But, as the French say, vive la différence. And by the way, in French, différence is feminine. Here are the key points of this section we just reviewed on gender. 1. Most European languages categorize every single noun in the language into one of two, masculine and feminine, or one of three, masculine, feminine, and neuter, gender categories, regardless of the meaning of the word. 2. The gender of the word often affects the grammatical endings of other related words. 3. Always learn the gender of each word as you learn the word, perhaps noting it on your word card along with the noun. Moving off plateaus. When you first start your language course, you'll feel that you're making progress rapidly. After all, when you know 5 words and then learn 5 more, you've doubled your vocabulary. Alas, this sense of rapid progress doesn't last forever. There will be lulls along the way, what we call plateaus. The first plateau comes when you've passed through the opening phase of language, and the novelty of learning has begun to wear off. This is when you're able to hold simple but real conversations. Still, there are many more things that you want to say but can't. Don't be discouraged. No one ever makes constant, consistent progress. We all reach plateaus from time to time when we learn new languages, or when we learn anything else, for that matter. Moreover, time spent on a plateau is really time when your brain is unconsciously consolidating what it has already learned. I shouldn't tell you this, but sometimes, even if you haven't been studying your language for a short while, it continues to sink into your brain. So in fact, you're making progress even though you're not aware of it. Still, you want to get off that plateau as quickly as you can. Here are some things to do that will get you moving forward again. When you don't know the word for something, find a way to get on without it. If you can't say, he loves music, then say, he likes music very much. If you can't say, she tried to avoid the accident, then say, she didn't want her car to hit the other car. If you're really stuck in getting your meaning across, be imaginative. My daughter was in France and got a flat tire. Over the phone to a mechanic, she didn't know the word for flat, so she explained that the tire was dead. Okay, it's not too elegant, but the mechanic got the point. She communicated, and she got her tire fixed. Learn set phrases and expressions. This is an easy way to expand your repertoire and to help your conversation sound much more fluent. Things like, what I want to say is, or, well, as you may know, or, one thing that I want to mention is, or, you know, it's interesting that, or, well, I don't really know, but, or, it's interesting that you should ask that. Or, you know, I was thinking about that earlier. Of course, you don't want to overdo these phrases, but they give you an idea of how you can stall for time while you're thinking, and they hide awkward pauses. Here are a number of other ways to move ahead when you feel stalled on a plateau. 1. Go back to some of your earlier lessons and tapes. Listen to them and see how easy it is to repeat them now. This by itself won't get you off your plateau, but it will give you a sense of how far you've come. You'll be surprised. 2. Look at another textbook on the same language. You will be pleased to see that you already know a lot of the stuff. You will also find some different beginner's material there that your book didn't have in the early lessons. You can learn some of this extra material easily now. And it will probably seem more fun, because it comes more easily, and nobody is making you learn it. 3. Buy some kids' books, or even comic books in the language. You won't understand everything by any means, but that's not important now. Comic books, by the way, are not necessarily easy either. They often contain a lot of slang or idiomatic expressions, but you can learn a few of them and use them. It's often satisfying. 4. Go to a language bookstore and buy a dictionary and traveler's phrase book of the language. Just having a nice new dictionary will help you feel closer to the language. Look up some words that you found in your comic book. You don't have to learn them all now, but again, it helps in making the language feel more real to you. Also, it's a nice feeling if you've learned some words and expressions ahead of time, out of class, and on your own. When you finally come to them in your own textbook, you're ahead of the game. I said at the outset that learning a foreign language can be lots of fun. You're probably wondering when the fun starts. The answer is right now. Here are some more things that you can do that will help you move forward, but also to be interesting in and of themselves. Turn on a shortwave radio. See if you can get broadcasts in the language. Again, don't expect too much and don't be disappointed if you find that you understand very little of what you hear at first. It often comes in a rush later on anyway, when suddenly lots of things start falling in place. At least listening to the radio and catching even a few words helps make the language seem much more real and immediate to you. Or go someplace where you can hear the language being spoken, like a foreign grocery store. Try to pick out some words.